The term AI has become ubiquitous in common parlance. Just so that we're all on the same page to start with, can each of you explain how your respective offices define what we mean by artificial intelligence? Bob, let's start with you. How does the USPTO define artificial intelligence?
Hi, thank you, Michelle. Before I get started, I too have a bit of a correction like Michelle. Similar to her, I am not the Deputy Commissioner for Patents. I am just one of five Deputy Commissioner for Patents. But onto the question that Michelle actually asked me. So as noted on the slide, there's no universal or formal definition to what is AI. Generally, it's computer functionality that mimics the cognitive functions associated with the human mind, ability to reason, generalize, discover meaning, make associations based from past experience. AI is not a specific area of technology as far as we have classified it. More, it is pervasive in many technologies, such as the voice-powered assistants like Siri and Alexa here, autonomous vehicles, modeling technologies, and forecasting technologies and cybersecurity. However, for analyzing patent applications, for how we treat them, we don't really work to decide whether any particular application is or is not AI, because the patentability requirements and how we examine them is the same for all applications, whether they're AI or not. So thank you, Michelle.
Great, thanks. Pia, is the EPO's definition similar?
Basically, yes. What I put up here is actually a web page from a website of the EPO that we updated recently about artificial intelligence. And if you could read what it says under the picture there, it's more or less the same. It's machines, computers that mimic what human beings often do. As a matter of fact, when we were updating this page, we were a bit wondering, shall we call it a technology even? Because it's a bit difficult to define. So there I agree with Bob as well. And just as he mentioned that you find it in so many different technical fields, I put up also a recent study from our chief economist about the fourth industrial revolution technologies, because we haven't really been doing too much investigation about artificial intelligence itself, because it's just so difficult. You find it everywhere. So roughly speaking, yes, that is, we have a similar approach to what AI is.
Yes, we're hearing more and more about this, the fourth industrial revolution, and it's quite fascinating, just all the different underlying technologies that are touched by artificial intelligence and communications and all the techniques that go into the fourth industrial revolution. Why don't we take a look at some of those trends, particularly trends for patents and AI. Bob, the USPTO recently issued a report on diffusion of AI, which I understand to be tracking the emergence of AI with US patents. Can you tell us about that report and give us a few highlights of what trends the USPTO is seeing with regards to AI inventions?
Sure. First, we issued a report in October of 2020, and that report found that AI is increasingly important for inventions diffusing broadly across a number of technologies, across various inventor patentees, organizations, and geography. The report found that patents, that the number of patents that we've received, basically, first it started out at like 1% back in 1976, and it has increased to 25% by 2018. The annual patent filings has doubled from 30,000 to 60,000 from 2002 to 2018. We also found here that it spread to 42%, so that's almost half of technologies by 2018, and it's shown within some distinct clusters and diffusion rates. I don't know if anybody can read this chart, but basically it shows that AI is increasing very rapidly. And finally, here you see the diffusions of AI throughout the United States. Back for the first, between 1976 and 2000, it was concentrated in larger cities and in technology hubs. But since 2002, there's been a diffusion of AI into other areas of the country, particularly into the Midwest. This report, along with other AI resources, can be found on our webpage, here as shown on this slide.
Great, thanks. And I'll mention that these materials, if you want to be able to review some of the fine print, they are available through the UT website through the presentations link. Pia, what is the EPO seeing with regards to AI patents?
Yes, so I mentioned this report from our chief economist, and so we sort of use the international patent families in the fourth industrial revolution technology as a type of proxy indication for sort of to get an idea of the volume of these applications and how it's really growing. So we have on the left there showing the big five patent offices across the world. So we have in blue on top the leader since forever, and that's the US, clearly having most of applications in this